On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're lucky I didn't just start rapping. Yeah, because the mic would catch on fire. For more on the mic catching on fire, let's welcome in our guest, who you can hear on WEEI. You'll be hearing him tomorrow, as a matter of fact, along with KJ, after the BC game, talking, of course, about Mr. John Lyons, who joins me here on the phone. Hello, John. How we doing?
Christian Arcand. Happy to be on with you.
Great to have you, and great to have you. And you're on after the game tomorrow, is that right? You're after the BC game?
No, just straight up 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. BC, you're on before the BC game. There you go. That makes sense. So let's get right into it here and talk first about what was, I thought, a turning point game last week against Buffalo, and the type of win that should give this team the type of confidence they need in order to beat up on these bad teams that they have up against them coming up here. Do you believe that this team is sort of beyond the idea of trap games, or is that still something they should worry about?
I think it's still something they should worry about, Christian, for a couple reasons. Even though Mike Vrabel's been around the block and he's been to an AFC championship game and he's won coach of the year, it's still his first year here. And these last couple weeks, it's really the first time in Drake May's young career that he's had any success. And they have so many young players and so many, even a lot of the veterans on this team are new guys, whether it's Milton Williams or Carlton Davis or Garrett Bradbury or Morgan Moses. You can go on down the line. It's a lot of young guys and a lot of new guys. So until they string several wins together, I think you always have to wonder if they can actually do it, because we see all the time in the NFL, Arcan, a team beats a really good team or a Super Bowl contender and they feel great, and then they lose their next two or they lay an egg the next week. I think really if the Patriots are going to be who we hope they can be, and if Mike Vrabel is as good a coach as we hope he can be, and if Drake May is as good a quarterback as we think he can be, they should win 3 out of their next 4 games, at least, Arcan. And I think it should start this weekend against a New Orleans team that, while it has some fight, is a team that they are better than.
I agree, and I do want to talk about New Orleans, but let me just ask you, do you think Buffalo beat themselves on Sunday night?
Let me put this, I think Buffalo helped, right? Of course, right? The turnovers for sure, but I think you look at some of the plays the Patriots made in that game. Like, I go to that pass to Hunter Henry over the middle late in the first half. I think that's where the game turned for May and the Patriots offense. They only had 3 points at that point in the game. They scored 20 more, ended up winning. A couple of those throws down the side, especially that long one to Diggs to set up the first Stevenson touchdown. I mean, those were just great, great plays. And I thought the Patriots defense, like, that interception Josh Allen threw, It was a bad pass, but it was also a really good design by the Patriots defense, and it was a really good play by Marcus Jones. And the fumble that Robert Spillane forced was a really great play. Like, it wasn't like, you know, guys were just dropping. It wasn't like the Patriots against the Steelers where they were just dropping the ball everywhere and you know, looking really bad. The Patriots forced a lot of these mistakes from the Bills. So don't get me wrong, the Bills helped, but we've also seen Arcan over the past 2-3 years here, how many times has the Patriots opponent made a bunch of mistakes, but the Patriots have either matched or exceeded those mistakes and lost the game anyway. So part of being a good team, and if they're going to be a good team, is when your opponent, no matter how good or bad they are, when they make those mistakes, you take advantage of them and they win.
Yeah. Speaking of some of the mistakes and maybe some of the issues with this team, of which there aren't, I think, a ton, but at running back in the running game in general, I think there's just a lot of questions circling this team in that room. And you look at some of the other rookie running backs in the league right now. Janty's started to pick it up. Judkins is playing well. Scattaboo had that big breakout game last night with the 3 touchdowns. And then you look at someone like Travion Henderson, who, for all intents and purposes, now should be the time where he becomes the feature back, right? Ramondre Stevenson's fumbling. Gibson's out for the year. Wouldn't this be the time that you turn things over to someone like Henderson? And I feel like that's not even on the table right now.
So when they originally drafted him and when I saw him at training camp, the kind of date that stuck in my mind was Halloween. And I thought after Halloween, Henderson would be, if not starting games, maybe getting the most touches in games or having the biggest impact. And you know, to your point, Arkan, we're 3 weeks away from Halloween, right? 3 weeks from today. So we're almost there. And maybe the Gibson injury accelerates that a little bit. But I think when you look at Henderson, he's been all right. I think the issue has been, you know, in college, he was a terrific pass protector, and he hasn't quite got there yet in the NFL, which has limited some of the times they can put him on the field. I mean, you saw Sunday night, there were times they brought Stevenson on the field just to pass protect in shotgun situations because they trusted him the most. I think Henderson has to get to that point. And I think another thing, and I expect, and I if you heard me on EEI, those listening, I probably sound a little bit like a broken record on this, but I expect within the next couple weeks or so, they're going to start throwing more and more screen passes. And that's something that Henderson is going to be a big part of. And it's something that with a new offensive coordinator and a lot of new guys, especially along the offensive line, that takes a lot of practice time to get going. And I think now we're at the point where, you know, we're going to be 6, 7, 8 weeks in here soon. They should have had enough time to really get that going. I think you're going to see more of that. So once they start utilizing the screen game a little bit more, and once Henderson becomes a little more impactful and comfortable as a pass blocker, I think you're going to see him have a featured role. And I think it could be soon. Like I said, my original date was Halloween. It wouldn't surprise me with the Stevenson fumbling problems and now the Gibson injury if you kind of up that a little bit.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're talking with John Lyons, WEEI. John, I know you have sources in that building. What's going on with Christian Gonzalez?
It feels like more of a maintenance thing than anything else. I mean,
yeah.
You look at...
Why did they say hamstring on the list then? Why not just say it was a maintenance thing?
I think that's just because that's the original cause of why they're maintaining him, if that makes sense. It's just, you know, you look at last week.
Can't they say non-injury related? Can't you put other things on there? Like the fact that they said hamstring, I just can't get over that.
No, I get it. And I think that points to that's what they're still, at the very least, on some level, concerned about. Mm. And you look at, you know, who they've played. Like Buffalo loves to run a lot down the field. So he's very active in that game. He came right back and played a lot of snaps, too. It's not like he came back against Carolina and played 15 snaps, right? He's come back. He's played a lot of snaps.
Played every snap last week, right? Yeah.
So now that they're coming back, you know, on the road once again. And maybe they look at him and they say, hey, you're going to cover Chris Olave, which is a really athletic player. And I know Rashid Shaheed is there technically. Leading receiver right now. He's got 288 yards, but 87 of those came on one play last week. So Olave is still probably their best receiver. But I don't know. I mean, it's definitely something to monitor for sure because, you know, as I mentioned, they should be able to win three out of their next four games at least. But if Gonzalez is not fully healthy or he's not fully out there or there is something still going on, then that's going to severely impact that. I mean, we're still talking about your best player at a premium position. So it seems like to me it was a little more of a maintenance-ish thing, but the fact that you're right, that they put hamstring on there, it means that at least on some level, that is concerning them a little bit.
And you think he's going to play on Sunday, right?
That's what I feel like, yes.
Yeah, I think he will. I hope he does, but I guess we'll all find out together.
I think their ideal scenario is that they're up 35-10 in the late third quarter and they can pull him. We'll see if they pull that off. But I think that's kind of what they're hoping for.
All right. John, before we let you go here, the New Orleans Saints, obviously a team hasn't had a lot of success this year. Their win against the Giants, they turned them over a bunch of times. Giants team that just went out and shocked the Eagles last night. How do you see this game going? And do you think that the Patriots will be able to not overlook a team like New Orleans, who I think is a lot better than their record?
Yeah, New Orleans is a really interesting team because you mentioned, right, they forced 5 turnovers last week, but they only have 8 turnovers forced in the entire year. So it's like they had one great game doing it, but they don't force a ton. They're near the bottom of the league in points per game on offense and defense. I mean, DeMario Davis is a great player. He's 4th in tackles in the NFL. Their offensive line is all over the place. I mean, Torricelli Simpkins, their right guard, he's one of the worst right guards in the league. But then they have Kelvin Banks at left tackle, a guy the Patriots maybe could have drafted instead of Will Campbell. And don't get me wrong, Campbell's been great. It's just an interesting thing to watch. Spencer Rattler's looked okay. I know he had that all over the place college career where, you know, he wasn't good at first. Then he goes to South Carolina, looks a lot better. I mean, he has looked okay to me. I mean, one thing too, and I know Arcan, this is going to get fans on the edge of their seats, but one thing that I think is going to be interesting in this game, especially in the dome, is the punt game. The Saints are 6th in the league in punt return average, but they've allowed the 3rd most punt return average yards. So you might see a couple big punt returns in this game. And as we saw with the Patriots game in Miami, they had those back-to-back huge returns. They gave up the punt return. Then Gibson had the kick return for the touchdown, arguably maybe, you know, 2 of the top 3 biggest plays in that game. So like I said, I know it doesn't keep people on the edge of their seats, but the punt game could be big. And one other thing, I think the Patriots should be able to run on this team, not just the raw running numbers and all that, but I mean, they've missed 30 tackles against the run, the Saints have. Wow. And just for reference, like a good defense like the 49ers, they've only missed 17. And the Eagles going into last night, they only missed 15. Obviously, against Scatabu, they missed a few more. But that's something that just against the run, they've missed 30 tackles. I could see the Patriots being able to run on them. Of course, to our earlier point, we'll see if it's Henderson, we'll see if it's Stevenson, we'll see how they do it. But, you know, big picture, this is a team the Patriots are better than. They should be able to beat. It's going to come down. I think this game comes down to leadership. Are you focused the week after a big win in Buffalo? Do you come out and execute sharply? Do you play 60 full minutes? Because if you do, I think you can win this game. But if not, I think we'll sit here next week and we'll say, hey, maybe they weren't quite as far along as we hoped after that Sunday night win in Buffalo.
All right. That's the voice of John Lyons. You can hear him on WEEI. You can hear him tomorrow from 2 to 6. You can also hear him on the Straight Facts Homie podcast as well. John, great stuff as always. Look forward to listening to you tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, Arcan. Thanks for having me.
All right. John Lyons once again joining me here on the Christian Arcan Show. Great stuff from him.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.